Hi, my name is Nella Milic, the curator of the Balkanizing Taxonomy Research Project, part of my PhD in visual sociology. The project consists of a textiles and photography exhibition, a website which serves as an information and networking portal, and a symposium that took place on the 15th of November 2008 at Goldsmiths, University of London. In this podcast, we hear from Piera Ravnikar.
First of all, I would like to say thank you to just, you know, that I can be part of this event, and I'm always happy when these kind of things happen, because it's important that we meet and we share experiences, from especially from the region. And I'm coming from Ljubljana, Slovenia, and I started with Terminal 00 2004 to kind of give young artists from the Balkans the opportunity to showcase their work, to promote their work free of charge, to really... try to create this new image of the Balkans through art. So I'm using art and culture as a tool to show people, especially the Western world, that actually we have amazing artists, we have amazing projects, and I just don't want that these kind of things are, you know, locked inside. We are quite lucky because we have an online system since the beginning, so artists apply online, so automatically we save all the information, so that's artwork, contact information, CVs, everything. So what we do in the end of each year, we print out all the works. There's not just visual arts like films and photography or paintings. There's music as well. It's multimedia, theatre, performing arts. So it's quite a variety of art that we support. So we try to keep the hard copies as well, because with online you never know. So we have the online, we archive all the online informations, and then we make a hard copy of it as well. So for each year, we end up with the files of artists that applied with the works, not just finalists, every single person that goes through the application. It started in Ljubljana in 2004. Then I moved to London, and it was important for me to show art from the Balkan outside of its border. I felt that a lot of times it was not appreciated back home, because especially coming from Slovenia, Slovenia is very focused in what's happening in the West, and it's kind of building that new identity to be European and to let's forget about the past and what is happening south or southeast of Slovenia. It's not important to us. So it was really hard to get financial support, because why would we support something like that we want to get run away from? So London seems like a very neutral place to do these kind of things and feel safe. Not financially supported maybe, but to feel safe. And when people come to you and say, well, what a fantastic idea, and you know, it's, I know we have a lot of work to do. It's not we try to improve every year, and it's hard because we're so limited with finances. But I believe that London does create a space for us that we can showcase this kind of work. Slovenia is it's quite a tricky how do you say, position, because every time you try to apply in Slovenia, you kind of, there's no way you would get the funding for doing something that it's about the Balkans. When you try to use the Balkan fundings internationally, from, let's say, there was a fund for the Balkans in Netherlands, I think, Slovenia was too rich to get the funding. So you're kind of always fighting how to kind of, you're in the middle. So the West kind of thinks you have enough money to support yourself, and you know, the Balkans, it's just, it was a really tricky situation. So what we did, actually, we are targeting mostly investors and private sponsorships to support this kind of art through, of course, cooperation. Next year we're celebrating the 5th year, so we're a really, really young organization, and hopefully it will happen that, I don't know if our council, someone else, will support the project. But so far, we are funded by, I mean, supported by private sponsorships. For me, Balkan is not a geographical term at all. For me, it's an ideological concept. It's idea. It's you can't really measure it. As Slavoj Žižek says, it's how do you measure imaginary? For me, the Balkan is more of idea, not geographical term. So a lot of times I will have conflicts with people. Yeah, but Slovenia is not part of the Balkan. No one in the Balkan wants to be part of the Balkan. That's the thing. And you are, it's so what is the Balkan?
Except Bulgarian mountain, Balkan mountain.
Yeah, it's just a geographical term that was really abused in the history. You know, it all started, you know, in 18th, 19th century, and then all reactivated in the Balkan Wars and World War One.
Do you have artists from Romania? Because I didn't see.
Yes, we do, but it's so many artists, and it's we have artists from Slovenia, Croatia, Bosnia, Kosovo, Albania, Turkey, Greece, Romania, Bulgaria, Serbia, Macedonia. So yeah, but it depends on the selection that we do, what we decide to showcase. You can talk about art from the Balkans, or you can talk about Balkan art. And I believe that these are two different things. When you talk about Balkan art, you are dealing with the idea of the Balkan through art. And when you're talking about art from the Balkan, it's just art from the region. So it is quite confusing. What a lot of people would say to me, Piera, why do you use the word Balkan? Just use Southeast of Europe, or just don't use anything at all. For me, that was something that I really want to work on, because the Balkan in itself has such a negative, fixed, frozen image that I wanted to use this word just because I think it does have a future, and I strongly believe in that people one day, maybe not in my generation, but I think what I do and people that I'm working with, that we can show a different side of it. So it was important for me to use the word Balkan, even though sometimes, if not most of the time, it's really hard. Would be easier to use something.
Next time you can reply that Southeastern Europe is a Nazi invention.
I mean, it's so many terms describing the region. So, you know, from Central to Southeast to East European, like, it's a discussion in itself, the Balkan. But for me, that was a decision I made, that it's changing that. To challenge the word, the image Balkan through art. When we started, there was just Conservative Party kind of starting to rule in Slovenia, and which has a very strong opinion about ex-Yugoslavia and everything. It's different. Every time we would apply for the Ministry of Culture or on the MOR, which is the city of Ljubljana, we would get very not directly, because you are from the Balkan, because you're dealing with the Balkan art or art from the Balkans, you're not getting funding. But there was always, they can't say that because they would put themselves in a very awkward situation. But it was always something very stupid. I can't remember exactly what they would say now, but you would assume that would be the reason. Because so many people are working on applications and really presenting in the best possible way. And one of the comments was that working in this area is already out of date. I know that was the city of Ljubljana. That was 2 years ago, I think. So the only institution that would support us, that was the first 2 years, was a student organization that at that time was very keen on presenting young students, young artists from Southeast of Europe as well. But Ministry of Culture, no. Or
not even Sofie Jankovic was interested in.
And that's a different story now. As I said, it's when we started was Janša was a prime minister, and everything was very, very. I mean, went in a different direction. So hopefully, I'm hopeful for now that now with the new government in Slovenia, things will change a little, because Slovenia was part of Yugoslavia for more than 70 years, and I do feel that we do have some sort of a heritage, and we should. The whole idea of Termina was to reunite artists and people. So we invite 50 to 60 artists every year to, there was Ljubljana in Metelkova city in Celica, they would stay for 7 days free of charge. We would cover absolutely everything. It was the most beautiful thing that you could see all these artists in one place working together, doing things together, showcasing their works. And at the same time, because they were together for 7 days, so many new ideas, so many new projects. Was great. I mean, it was amazing experience for me to see that actually, you know, they don't hate each other. They don't, you know, like a lot of people who think that they don't communicate. But actually, it was for me starting the project was the best award I could actually get, to see how important it is for me and for the region and for the whole Europe and for the future to support these kind of initiatives.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find out more about Balkanizing Taxonomy, please visit www.goldsmiths.ac.uk/balkanizing-taxonomy.